Erech and Peg Beis, Mishnah Hey. We continue the Ein Pochas Ve'ein Yoyser. Ein Pochas in Mishisha Tloin HaMavukarim Belishkas HaTloim. We never have less than six Kvasim, six Shepzalach, Tloim, that are Mavukarim from Mumin. In the Lishkas HaTloim, there was a room where checked sheep were held, because since you can't bring for Kabonis, Bale Mumin. And there's a halacha that the behemoths that are used for the kabbonis have to be set aside and they have to be mavuker. What actually learns out the halacha of bikur dalid yomim from mumin from Korban Pesach. We have an interesting example that even bizman hazeh is that we never say slichis less than 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. And the kadmonim say remzot over the person has to self-check. He has to be mavaker for mumin before he offers himself as a korban on Rosh Hashanah. So, 4 days, what the Rav brings over here in the Gemara is 4 days before the chinuch of the original Beis Hamikdash, there had to be eight kvosim that were in the Lishkas HaTloim. Because you had to have from 4 days before, and you also had to have for the next days. So before the Beis Hamikdash started using it, before it was Nischanach, there were eight sheep there. And every day after they used two sheep, one for the Korban Tomen Shel Boiker, and one for the Korban Tomen Shel Beino Abayim, so two were used up, two more were brought in and were Nizbaker, and they're part of the Lishkas HaTloim de Muvukar. The number six over here, it doesn't say eight in the Mishnah, is the six that are left over after on a regular Tuesday, when two of them were used before they replaced them with another two. So we just said the number eight, but really it means there's never less than six. The Mishnah Cheshvan Zeat, Kedai L'Shabbos, that's enough for Shabbos, U'l'shnei Yom Tev Shur Hashanah. You have 6 days, you have enough for those 3 days. U'moysifim, they're moysif ad lo'ilam, as many as they need, or as many as they want. And the Mishnah is Tamuah, because Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, there were a lot more kvasim that were brought. Every Korban Musaf is a lot more than 2 plus 2 plus 2. So what does it mean, 6? So the Mishnah is only given a simon here, the Mefarshim say. What's 6? 6 is 3 days worth. It doesn't really mean the actual kvasim of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. And the truth is that Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, the Bikur movement, would have to include a lot of kvasim. All the behemoths that were part of the Tamid and Musaf and have to be Mavukar. That's why it says in Moisif and Adloilam. Now the Mishnah says another halacha in Peichasim Mishtei Chatzoytzvos Umaysifin Ad La'olam. The Chatzoytzvos we pointed out before, the mitzvahs HaChatzoytzvos that blew in the Mikdash, they always blew two. In the Midbar, Bimei Moshe Rabbeinu, they were blown as a way of summoning Klal Yisrael, the Nesiim, the Klal Yisrael should move, the Klal Yisrael should Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisrael. In the Beis Hamikdash, they were blown as accompaniment to a matziv of tefillah, a tainis, karbonis, like the psukim that we quoted before. It says, "Aseh lecha shtei chatzoytzos." So that's the minimum. U'maysifin ad la'olam. There's no hagbola whatsoever. How many chatzoytzos you can use? L'maysi, the Gemara says there was a cap of 120, and it brings a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim where the height of shira was v'moyim kainim l'meya ve'esim mechatzim b'chatzoytzos. Good. That's the pasuk. That's how many they use. I'm not sure what the remez bedover is. Ein peichasim mitisho kinoirois. The kinoir is the musical instrument that David HaMelech is famous for. Umaysifin ad la'olam. This was b'shas the shira b'amigdosh. Doesn't say. Nobody has a pshat where the number 9 comes from. It also doesn't say, my Sifin Adlam doesn't say that there were 220. That tziltzel levad. A tziltzel is used, a tziltzel are symbols, they bang against each other. So that's only one set of tziltzelim we use to accompany the other shiru. Mufash bring a pasuk, the rabbi brings a pasuk, also b'matzel time, mashmi, also was the name of the Levi, but that became the standard name of the one who had the shtela to use the tzultzalois, was one set. That's called the b'metzal time. Mishnah Vov. In peichasim mishneim also Levim oimdim al aduchon u'moysifin ad la'olam. Here we're talking about the Levim that are standing, on the Duchon, there can never be less than 12. The Rav Cheshens it out. 9 for Kinoiros, 2 for Nevolim, 1 Letziltzel. They're standing on the Duchon. Duchon was a platform that was high in the Azorah, where the Levim would stand, and where Sifin Adloim, we could have as many Kleshir, as many Levim standing there as you want. Ein Kotten Nichnas LaZorah LaVayda B'Shom Shalavim Ein Beshir. Normally, a cotton would not be able to go into the Azori. He was not there b'shas avoida. This is not like an Isser Zor or an Isser of Noshim to go into the Azor. This is an Isser of a Levi cotton or a Koyan cotton to be mishtatav in the avoida. So they didn't go into the Azor la avoida, except when the Levim are in the Mishir. Because over there, it's meduyik in the Pasuk that a cotton could go up to the Duchan also for the Shira. Normally the Torah says Ish Ish al Avidah, so Ish is a godl, but B'shas the Shira was different. The Ketanim would not, it says over here Oimrim, but what it means is to play the musical instruments. There, if they were Mishtatif, they were Mitzarev, was only Bepeh, K'delitin Tevel B'ne'imo. To add the childish, higher-pitched voices, added an extra ne'imus, a sweetness, to the a harmony to the koil. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Aimer, Ein Oilin Laminyon. The Ketanim can't be part of the minyan of the 12 that went up. Ve'ein Oimdim Al Aduchon, Ela Ba'aretz Hayoimdim. They didn't go all the way up because they weren't Be'etzim, Mishtatim, Ba'avoydim. They stood on the ground. The Roshayim, their heads were seen mi ben ragle halavim, who was standing towering above them. V'tsoyare halavim hayu nikram. It's an interesting play on words. Normally we would say tsiire halavim. Tsiire are the young one, the youth. Tsoyare, the ones that are mitzayir. Why were they mitzayir? Because the gedolim couldn't reach the high pitch of the young voices, much as they would try to, because it was a beautiful sound. And Mamela, there was a certain tzar that they gave the Levim HaGedolim that weren't able to stretch themselves in that way as much Bashirah.